Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. Words of St. Paul to the Corinthians for this ninth Sunday in ordinary time. In the dome of St. Peter's Basilica, there are very beautiful mosaics on the first level of the cupola. And these mosaics can hardly be seen, part of them cannot physically be seen from the ground. In our tabernacle, which is beautifully arrayed on the outside with images of various saints and prophets, there is an image inside of our Blessed Mother and of Christ in his passion, and the outside is just as beautiful as the inside. These examples and many others of hidden beauty in sacred art, hidden from most of our eyes, show us the primary purpose of all sacred art. That is, it is for the glory of God, an offering to the invisible God who sees all things and all details. It is an act of love for him, first and foremost, and then a source of edification and encouragement to our neighbor. And the work of the spiritual life, that is the work of our souls, the Christian life, is somewhat like these hidden masterpieces of sacred art. We hold great treasures in earthen vessels. That is, we possess the power of God's grace, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the theological virtues, in hidden and very imperfect containers, in bodies and souls wounded by original sin and afflicted by temptation. We human creatures who fall into the darkness of sin, perhaps even many times in a single day, are nevertheless the same ones through whom God shines forth his marvelous light. And his light, writes St. Paul, has shone in our hearts so that we may have a knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. It may seem, this last line, like an unexpected turn, but it is no mistake that we find the glory of God in the face of Christ. For he is the image and the splendor of the Father, God from God, light from light. The humanity of our Savior is the perfect vessel of his divinity. And to see his face is truly to see the Father. But looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, the Lord healed the man with the withered hand. In today's Holy Gospel, we see anger and sadness on the face of our Savior. For the Pharisees refused to see that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Lord is upset and grieved because the Pharisees are refusing God's gift and preventing others from receiving the manifold gifts of Christ. And it is no mistake, I think, that the modern devotion to Christ's holy face was revealed by our Lord to Sister Marie of St. Peter in the mid-1800s in order to make reparation for sins of blasphemy against God's holy name and the profanation of Sunday, of the Lord's Day. Our modern world has forgotten almost completely the great importance and value of Sunday as the Lord's Day. It is important, necessary, to give God his proper honor and glory on the Sabbath, first and foremost, just as the hidden beauties of our churches and sacred arts are primarily for the honor and glory of God. But secondly, the Sabbath, as Christ refers to in today's Holy Gospel, is important for us. Man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath for man. For we, human creatures, are healed here at the altar of God. And while we decorate our churches with much decorum and beauty, the most beautiful reality here present is hidden. Christ, our Lord, hides himself under the appearance of bread and wine. We here at the Abbey just celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi on the traditional Thursday, in case you're wondering why I'm wearing green and not white vestments. We already celebrated Corpus Christi here. But we would do well to consider again this great hidden gift of God, the Holy Eucharist. For this glory and this beauty present under the hiddenness of bread and wine seems to be the preferred mode of God's saving action. That is, he hides his divinity in his humanity. He hides the Queen of Heaven in a humble virgin of Nazareth. And he hides his true presence in the Blessed Sacrament under the most humble elements of bread and wine. My dear friends in Christ, how much value do we place on this day, on the Lord's Day? Yes, we are here at Holy Mass, and this is the most important thing. But do we realize the incredible gifts Christ gives us here in Mass, but even perhaps desires to give us throughout the rest of the day in contemplation, in the practice of true leisure, resting in the goodness of God and the mystery of His providence. Our Lord wishes to fill us with His treasures, even if we are, as we are, broken, very earthen vessels. But we must learn to spend time with Him. We must learn in all things to gaze upon His sacred face. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot's Circle podcast. May God bless you.